Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:14 now. And if you look at the forecast for today, highs of 93, a 20% chance for showers right now. We have surpassed the 80-degree mark. But then again, keep in mind it is July 19th. I have on my phone as a method of combating the heat. You know, on the iPhone, you can put the temperature or the weather, whatever place you like. I've selected Pebble Beach because every day the highs are in the mid-60s and the lows are in the mid-40s. Hey, it works for me, okay? Joining us now to talk about this new report on from the Union of Concerned Scientists about how a spike in temperatures could cause a change in lifestyle, Dr. Jacques Corseau, Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, and a medical director of Tulane Rehabilitation. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time with us.
My pleasure.
You know, I see people running in the middle of the day, and I used to do it myself. And what's the old expression, mad dogs and Englishmen, which may not be politically correct anymore, I don't know, go out in the noonday sun. As it stands now, before we get to what is projected, what would you say to people who are determined to go out in the middle of the day and get their run in, even though any animal that's got any sense would be lying under a tree?
I would say go run at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's hot. I mean, I think you just quoted 93 degrees. One thing about heat this hot is that it really sneaks up on you. So if you're gonna be a warrior and run and exercise in this extreme heat, the first thing you really need to do is develop a long-term plan in which you're becoming acclimated to the heat. So that would involve running 2-3 minutes at a time and then increasing that every day till you get to the point where you're running the distance that you want to run. In addition to that, hydration is of utmost importance. So pre-hydration, drinking 2 to 3 cups, 2-3 hours before your run, and making sure that you have something with you to sip on during your run. Typically, you want to drink about a cup every 15 minutes to make sure that you're staying hydrated.
As it relates to joints, bones, muscles, tendons, etc., does that really have any effect on that if you're running and it's just miserably hot?
It actually probably helps, to be honest with you. The more blood flow you get to your joints, tendons, and ligaments, the better they're going to feel. And actually, that's probably one good positive angle to take of running in the heat, that your body is going to be warmer and probably less likely to be injured.
So what exactly effects on the body does exercising in high heat? And, you know, Doc, we're talking about running and getting your workout in, as you said, being a warrior. But, man, for most of us, that can just be something as simple as trying to get the grass cut outside.
You're right. So what happens when temperatures get this hot is that your blood, number one, you sweat a lot, so you lose a lot of water. And then your blood vessels dilate or they widen to help dissipate heat from your body. So when those two things happen in conjunction, you get decreased blood flow to your brain, your heart, and your kidneys. And so when you're out either running or cutting the grass or washing the car, if you start to notice dizziness, confusion, headache, that's a sign that your brain's not getting enough blood flow. If your pulse is weak or your heart's beating fast, it means your heart's not getting enough blood flow. And also, if you're not using the bathroom as often as you would, or if you get to the point where you stop sweating and become pale and dry, those are all very serious concerns that you're moving into heat exhaustion and possibly heat stroke. And at that point, the most important thing to do is to go inside, get cooled, and rehydrate.
Is it true that when somebody texted this in, that by the time you feel thirsty, it's too late?
That is absolutely true. Now, too late, not to the point where it's too late where you need to call 911, but when you get to the point that you're thirsty, that means that you've already reached a point of dehydration, and it's definitely time to stop and fill the tank back up.
You're behind the curve, I guess, right?
Exactly.
So somebody else texted in here and said, what about where you're dealing with water-related activities? I think what they're talking about is either being in the pool or the water being warm, et cetera, and balancing all of that with the temperature outside, the ambient temperature.
Yeah, so it does get a little bit difficult when you're in the pool because, one, you're not really realizing how much you're sweating. It is a little bit of a benefit to be in the pool because typically pool water is going to be a little bit cooler than, you know, just ambient heat, especially with our 90 to 100% humidity. But when you're in a pool, you are not evaporating sweat and fluid as much as you are when you're in dry air. So it can be a little bit deceiving. But again, when you're in the pool and if you start feeling a headache, you start feeling thirsty, you start feeling lightheaded, pulse is going up, not using the bathroom, it's time to get out of the pool, go inside and cool yourself off.
Somebody texted in before we let you go, what you eat makes a big difference too. Does it? In terms of, you know, because I've seen people eat a big old plate of lasagna and then go outside in the afternoon, and I just can't, my mind won't wrap itself around that. So does it matter in terms of what you eat, or is it up to each individual?
No, it actually really does matter what you eat. Heavy, high-carb foods, if you finish eating a big meal and you go outside, that can be problematic because after you eat, a lot of blood flow goes to your gut to help with digestion. So if blood is being diverted to your abdomen and your stomach, that's less blood available for your brain, your heart and kidneys, and that can actually increase your risk for heat exhaustion or heat stroke.
Let me extend it. One more question to text it in. What happens if you feel the chills while you're working outside?
It's time to go inside and really put some ice packs on you, drink water. When you start having those chills or those cramps, that's an early sign of heat exhaustion. And if that's not treated ASAP, that can advance the heat stroke. You can lose consciousness and really, really get into some big trouble.
All right, I lied. One more. Is there a difference, says this text, about room temperature water or cold water?
Cold water is going to help you. It really is. I'm actually not someone who likes ice in the water. I just like to drink water as fast as I can. But really, when you're drinking cooler water, you actually are cooling off the insides of your body. You're decreasing your core temperature, and that will definitely help you.
So in terms of drinking it as fast as you can, I lied again because there's one more question.
Sure.
Does it matter if you chug the water, if you feel dehydrated or before you go out? Faster in, faster out? Does it matter if you sip it? No, just the quantity?
Yeah, it's really better to sip it as you're outside, because then if you're chugging water, usually there's an empty tank and there's room for the water to go. So if you're sipping it throughout the day, that's going to be best. There's no particular risk in chugging water. I'm somebody who'll do that every 10 to 15 minutes just to make sure that I'm staying hydrated. But if you can sip during the whole time, then that's going to really decrease your risk of forgetting and really falling behind the curve.
We're out of time. I hope you can come back and talk about the opioid thing with us one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely interested.
Thank you, sir. Jacques Courceau, Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine and Medical Rehabilitation. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tony Lamont, attorney who has a suit about the no call, and he thinks maybe it could end up with Roger Goodell being deposed. He'd still be the commissioner, meaning he'd have to give testimony. Here's traffic on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.